We're learning Mishavad Ravad Yosef. We are in Shailot V'Tshuvot Chavedat, Chela Gimel, Siman Mem Gimel. Trying to keep on the theme of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The question here is about Slichot, and what do you do without a minyan regarding saying the passages in Aramaic? The Rachamana, Da'ane La'aniyeh, Macheh U'maseh. What's the story of those Aramaic parts? So you would wonder, okay, we talked about Hashem Hashem, Kelerachum Bechanun. The Aramaic parts are not a davar shebekdusha. You don't need a minyan. So what's the deal? So the Gemara in Shabbat Yudbet quotes a fascinating thing. It says that Rabbi Barachana, when Rabbi Elazar, he says, when Rabbi Elazar would go and visit the sick, Bikor Cholim, sometimes he would say, Hamakom Yifkodot Chalashalom, in Hebrew. And sometimes he would say, Rachamaniyat Kirnach Lishlam, sometimes in Aramaic. Like, why sometimes you give him a bracha in Hebrew, sometimes you give him a bracha in Aramaic? Now, I would have said, well, is he Israeli or is he bad? It depends what he is. I speak to some people in Hebrew, I speak to some people in English. Don't be medayek in what language I speak to you, and I don't mean anything like these are Amoraim. So he says, why? He says, okay, but the Gemara says, what do you mean? There's a line, Amar Rav Yehuda, Le'olam alish al adam tzrachav v'lshon arami. You're not supposed to ask for anything, a tefillah, in Aramaic. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol asher tzrachav v'lshon arami, en malachei asharet nizkakin lo, she'en malachei asharet makirin v'lshon arami. When you ask in Aramaic, you daven in Aramaic, the malachim don't recognize it, they don't help you. Gemara doesn't say, why do you need the malachim? Okay. So fine, so what did Rabbi Lazar do? Why sometimes Hebrew, sometimes Aramaic? So he says, no. When you have a sick person who's really sick, holding by the end, the pasuk says Hashem misadenu al eres devai, that the Shekhinah is found by a sick person. The Shekhinah, it's in same Gemara. The Shekhinah is found at the head of the sick person. So since the Shekhinah is present, you're allowed to. So what in the world is going on here? So the Gemara seems to indicate that you need the Malachim's help, and you need the Malachim's help. If you need the Malachim's help, don't ask in Aramaic unless the Shekhinah is present. When the Shekhinah is present, you don't need Malachim. So if the Shekhinah is present, you can ask in Aramaic. But if the Shekhinah is not present for whatever reason, you're not supposed to ask in Aramaic.
Isn't it a lot of time you're supposed to do anything with a sick person? They can think you're sicker than they are.
So he's sleeping. You're praying.
But if I say it in Aramaic...
You're just not supposed to make him worse. So it depends what's going on. So you see from here, though, that you're not supposed to use that... So, okay. So how does that help us for... What do we learn from here for Slichot? Well, the Gemara also tells us, Kol be'asara shchinta sharia. Whenever you have 10 people coming together in this minyan, the Shekhinah is present. Oh, so if the Shekhinah is present in the minyan, then you could ask in Aramaic with a minyan. Because you see from the Gemara, there's a difference. When the Shekhinah is there, you're allowed to meet mitzvah in Aramaic. And when the Shekhinah is not there, you shouldn't. So in the minyan, the Shekhinah is there, you can ask in Aramaic. When the Shekhinah is not there, you should not. Meaning when there's no minyan, you should not. Okay. The Shekhinah is always everywhere. It's different levels. Well, it means that it's more accessible. It doesn't mean, we'll get to that. It doesn't mean, Kami saying, well, look, give me two steps. He doesn't bring the Melech Batzadeh, he brings something else. But he says, look, there's a difference between Yachid and Sibur, fine. But the Gemara says in Brachot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in a Beit Knesset, right? It says, Elokim Nitzav Vadat El, even when there's no Minyan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in a Beit Knesset. So why can't, if I'm in the Beit Knesset by myself, I should be able to say Rachmanei Karlan, because the Shekhinah is here. So he says, okay, you have to understand. There are different levels, we don't understand the different levels, but there are clearly different levels of the Shekhinah's presence in the world. On one part, the Gemara says about the second Beit HaMikdash, it was missing the Shekhinah. And on the other hand, the Rambam says, what do you mean? The Shekhinah never left the Beit HaMikdash. So what does that mean? It wasn't the same as it was in the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon, like it was in the Beit HaMikdash HaShini. It's lacking, but it's there. So too in the Beit Knesset. The Beit Knesset, the Shekhinah is more in the Beit Knesset than it is in my house. That's true. But when I have a Minyan present, then the Shekhinah is even more present there. There are different levels of the Shekhinah being present. So yeah, so Rami's pointing to a line that the Zohar quotes, that in Elul, it's considered a melech basadeh. Hashem is more accessible. The Yeshua Hashem behim matzo, when he is found. That doesn't mean that it's enough. It's not enough to allow that.
Could you say the Aramaic with nine people, why? Because the Midrashic, I said, when nine people assemble, ready for Minyan, Hashem comes down when the ninth is there.
So no. Hashem doesn't count as your tenth person to the Minyan.
No, but Hashem did. And it's there with the nine, waiting for the tenth.
The Gemara says, called be Aser Shkinta Sharia. You need 10 to have the Shkina. The Shkina comes and waits. Okay, but it's not, again, it's one of these level things.
If you're the 10th man, don't be late.
And you should never be late, yeah.
Was
that a dispensation for anybody to be late?
There are two points in davening that it is where yourself, you say in Aramaic.
Which?
One is Uvalet Yon, right? Uvalet in Aramaic.
Yes.
Also, the Arizal inserted a line from Shermat to Zipayel Alamaya in Al-Jashir.
Correct. So that's not a tefillah. So Dr. Sagan is pointing out that there are two points where we do say Aramaic. In Uvalet Zion, Umakablin de Medim Ber Mikra Dishmash Marilah, and then also Semachul Ekaim Lomamaya in Az Yashir. But that's not a tefillah. That's a targum of the pasuk. It's in tefillah, but it's the targum. It's the translation of the pasuk.
I understand it, but why did Arizal insert it there?
Oh, why did he insert it? That I won't pretend to tell you. But it's not a problem here. Meaning, I'll tell you, that's not a tefillah, that's a pasuk. You're translating the pasuk. So translating a pasuk is different. Meaning, when we say, Rachmana Itkal Al-Tameh, that's not a pasuk. That's a whole tefillah, that's a request. We're talking about complete requests in Aramaic. The Ashkenazim have Yikum Por Khan. So the fascinating, the Ribar Yakar, the Ramban's Rebbe, talks about two tefillot. He wants about two tefillot. The Yikum Por Khan that they say on Shabbat before they bring back the Sefer Torah, and Macheu Maseh, which they have no idea what that is either. Right, but it's interesting that he's talking about both. That they say one, we say the other. It's interesting. So he says about both, those are tefillot. Tefillot require tzibur. Tefillot require tzibur. Translating psukim, meaning you're allowed to do shtayim mikra v'chat targum, you have to mean by yourself. You're also reading psukim in Aramaic.
No, but that's not
considered davening. So I would tell you it's not considered davening. It's a pasuk in davening. Meaning you're not requesting anything, you're just translating the pasuk. He doesn't address it, but I'm assuming that's how we would deal with that issue. The Kafachayim's like, I don't understand. The Kafachayim, Reb Chaim Yaakov Chaim Sofer, he's like, who cares about the Malachim? Who needs the Malachim? So when we have a Pasuk, Hashem Bechol Koreinu Eilav, right? Mika Hashem Elokeinu Bechol Koreinu Eilav, Hashem is always there whenever we call out to him. So why do I need the Malachim? Who told you need Malachim? So everybody points out, yeah, but the Gemara says you do. I mean, the Gemara says, yeah, I understand. The Gemara says there's a difference. The Gemara says you're not supposed to ask in Aramaic because the man. I mean, he says, I don't know what you do with that. It's a good question. It must be so. Okay, the Gemara says you do. So what do you do with the pasuk? Hashem is always there. Bechol koreinu elav b'tzibur. B'tzibur. Hashem's always there. Whenever you call out b'tzibur, hen el kabir v'lo imas. Then whenever Hashem is there and we ask b'tzibur, so we know that we have a more direct connection. So that must be one of the ways to get out of it. We assume that b'yachid we don't ask a tefillah in Aramaic. And the examples again are Yikum Porkan, Macheo Maser, Rachmana, which the whole tefillah is a request in Aramaic. As Dr. Sagadu points out, we do translate Sukkim into Aramaic, but that does not seem to be a problem of Yivakesh Tzrachav. The problem is Olam Yivakesh Tzrachav, asking for something, making a request. Those Sukkim are not a request. Every request, though, and it's tefillah.
Well, it's in a request.
Not in Aramaic.
Then he asked your children.
That's not in Aramaic. The Aramaic is only a translation of the Sukkim. The rest it switches to Hebrew. Only lines in Aramaic and Uvalet Zion are the translation of the Psukim. Take a look. But otherwise, you assume B'yachid, you skip all of those parts, and only B'tzibur do you get them. So you should come B'tzibur, 5:30 every day. Slichot.